Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
Everybody, welcome into episode number 621 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. It's KB coming at you solo dolo once again, holding down the fort on my own, feeling like I'm the fighting Phils during Red October, just dancing on my own. We got some dancing to talk about. We got some Eagles free agency to talk about, and we're going to get into all of it. But before we get started, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at Underground PHI, a little updated ticker down there. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that bad boy. Hey, we're looking for a ticker sponsor too. If anybody out there knows someone who wants to sponsor the Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast ticker, let us know. Make sure you guys are following us at Underground PHI on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, at Underground PHI, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, and Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311 and KBIZZLE11 on Instagram and Threads. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast feed, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It really does go a long way for helping the show continue to grow. Helps me, see that people are listening. Helps us get new sponsors on board. Helps us do more dope stuff with and for you guys. So keep subscribing wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. We are continuing to climb the charts again. We've moved up into the higher realms of the 1300s in the USA sports charts. So keep subscribing. Keep leaving 5-star ratings and reviews. Keep downloading, listening, and everything. It really does help. On Apple and Spotify. And of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That is where you get full video episodes of this show every single week, twice a week. You get full video episodes of every show on our network, clips, shorts, live streams. Myself, DJ, and Christian, shout out to those two for hopping on with your boy for about an hour and some change earlier on Sunday for our Selection Sunday live stream. That is available on our YouTube channel. Any original video content from our company is on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. It really does help us continue to grow. Leave a like on this video. Comment down below your thoughts on some of these Eagles free agent moves if you're watching on YouTube. Let us know your thoughts on the bracket for March Madness. Subscribe. Click the bell icon. Smash that like button. Really does go a long way for helping us grow. Be sure to subscribe. We're at 751 subscribers. Let's get to 800 before the end of the month. Let's make that happen. If we can get to 800 subscribers before the end of March, I will be a very, very happy boy. But subscribe to the YouTube channel. And of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland, and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar features city organized, city sponsored, and city affiliated events that are of public interest. The calendar, which is accessible at vinelandcity.org, is a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. You can also follow the City of Vineland on social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community and get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. We'll kick things off with the Philadelphia Eagles, as more free agent signings have come across the docket. More trades have happened. More moves have happened with the Birds. It is all brought to you by our awesome merch partners, PHI Apparel Company, the best in the game. From t-shirts to hoodies, the whole nine yards, they've got you covered for your Eagles fandom, your Phillies fandom, Sixers, Flyers, Union, and of course, Underground Sports Philadelphia specific podcast merch. They are the best in the game. Go to phiapparel.co if you want to stand out in the crowd, whether you're going to the bar, hanging out at home with friends and family, going to a game, you want to stand out in the crowd. phiapparel.co. And when you go to checkout, use our code underground for 10% off your order. It truly does help us, guys. So when you buy merch, let us know, post it, tag us. We'll repost it. We'll retweet it. We'll share it all over our socials. We love seeing you guys rock our merch. PHIapparel.co. Use code underground for 10% off your merch orders. The Eagles have officially introduced Bryce Huff, Saquon Barkley, Zach Bond, Matt Hennessy. I always call him Alex Hennessy for some reason. It's because I mix him and Alex Mack's names together. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson officially introduced. I believe we're still waiting for Devontae Parker to have his official signing. But the Eagles have made three moves since I last recorded with you all. And the first one, the Eagles have signed linebacker, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Super Bowl champion of the world in 2020, and a former All-Pro. And that is linebacker Devin White, who once did a podcast intro for your boy and Connor Miles. Shout out to the boy on our Just Another Football podcast. That was a good time, not a long time. Had a fun time doing that. But Devin White did do a podcast intro for us at one point in time. Devin White signs a one-year $7.5 million contract with the Birds. I love this deal. And here's why I love this deal. And I was talking to good friend and original underground athlete and friend of the program, Jameel Demby, about this. He was blown away that Devin White was so cheap in free agency and why the Eagles were able to get him at such a low number. I was genuinely surprised. I know Devin White was benched at the end of last year and in the playoffs didn't play against the Eagles and was benched and all that good stuff. And he hasn't really recaptured his 2020 magic of him being an All-Pro and all that good stuff. I get that. But I want everyone to be reminded of another former member of the NFC South back in 2014, 2013 offseason, going into 2014. By the name of Malcolm Jenkins, and another safety by the name of Jairus Byrd. Everyone, myself included, wanted Jairus Byrd on the Eagles. Felt like he was the go-to guy, was the perfect safety for this Eagles team. We hadn't had a safety since Brian Dawkins left. We needed a safety. Let's go get Jairus Byrd. He's the big name. He's the hot ticket free agent. Eagles instead signed Malcolm Jenkins to a three-year contract that proved to be one of the best free agent signings in Philadelphia Eagles history. Now, I'm not saying Devin White is going to turn into one of the best free agent signings in Philadelphia Eagles history. That's not what I'm getting at. What I am getting at is, number one, there's no such thing as a bad one-year deal. A one-year deal can really work out for the team and for the player and be a positive for both. A one-year deal can be negative, and after a year, you're done with that contract and you don't have to worry about it anymore. That player moves on, you're wiping your hands clean, you're good to go. No such thing as a bad one-year deal. Devin White is an uber-talented player at the game of football. I find it very difficult that somebody at his age, he's only 26 years old, has lost every ounce of ability he has to play the sport of football at a high level. I'm not even saying an elite level. I think Devin White, in the right situation, give him a new scenario, new team, new coaching, I think Devin White can recapture a lot of the magic that he had coming out of college in 2019 an all-pro year in 2020, gets a Super Bowl ring on his finger. I like Devin White coming to this team. He's a very good prospect for this roster, and I think he's going to, like Saquon Barkley, prove a lot of people wrong, and I'm very excited for that. The Eagles have not had a linebacker this talented on the roster probably since Nigel Bradham was on the Super Bowl roster. And I think Devin White can bring an edge to this team. He can get after the quarterback, and he's going to, I think, be a formidable piece to this defense and allow the defensive line to really work the way that they are intended to. He's going to fill gaps. I think Devin White is a sneaky, under-the-radar signing that Eagles fans just need something to yell at the sky about, and this should not be one of those things. I think Devin White is an awesome signing for this team. I'm very excited about the prospect of him in Vic Fangio's defense, him playing behind Jordan Davis, him playing behind Jalen Carter, and the interior of this Eagles defensive line of Vic Fangio's system. I think he's going to be able to get after the quarterback. I think he's going to be an awesome player in this defense, and I'm looking forward to Devin White wearing Philadelphia Eagles green. So welcome to Philly, Devin White. The next move that the Eagles made was a trade for the backup quarterback for 2024. I have never seen a fan base so brain rotted over the backup quarterback position in my life than I have with Eagles fans in recent memory. The Eagles swapped picks and traded away two 2025 seventh round picks to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for quarterback Kenny Pickett, a former first round pick, going to come in, back up Jalen Hurts. Now everyone is yelling at the clouds after a couple moves later, Justin Fields gets traded to the Steelers for a conditional sixth-round pick that could turn into a fourth-round pick based on playing time. Here's the news flash, everyone. Cue the news flash. Justin Fields has a $25 million option on his contract next season. Guess what, guys? The Eagles are not going to pay Jalen Hurts a starting quarterback salary and then pick up a $25 million option for Justin Fields. That's just surface level. That's just how that works. That's not going to happen whatsoever. Here's the other thing. Justin Fields goes to the Steelers after they trade Kenny Pickett because they're only paying Russell Wilson $1.2 million this year, while the Broncos pay like $30-plus million for the rest of his contract. Russell Wilson is on the downslope of his NFL career. Justin Fields is still a young prospect who has untapped potential in this league when he's in the right system. The Pittsburgh Steelers are far more inclined to pick up that $25 million option for Justin Fields than the Philadelphia Eagles would with a young Jalen Hurts on this roster who is clear-cut starting quarterback, a top seven starting quarterback in the NFL. I just don't understand people's piss poor logical approaches to seeing how the inner workings of the NFL go. And here's the other thing. Ian Rappaport reported on Sunday that multiple teams inquired about Justin Fields, and Justin Fields didn't want to go anywhere but the Steelers. So the Bears did right by him and sent him to the team that he wanted to go to. Riddle me that, Batman. Riddle me that. It's not that hard to understand. Kenny Pickett's a former first-round pick. Is Kenny Pickett Tom Brady? Absolutely not. But let's also not forget that for 75-85% of this season, Kenny Pickett, and for his entire career with the Steelers, was playing in an offense that was run by Matt Canada, who was one of the worst coordinators offensively in the NFL, so much so that he was finally fired mid-season this year by the Steelers and was the first coordinator to get fired mid-season by the Pittsburgh Steelers as an organization since the World War II era. I will repeat that. Matt Canada was the first coordinator fired in season by the Pittsburgh Steelers since World War II was occurring in the world. Like, I'm not saying Kenny Pickett is the greatest thing ever. I'm not saying he's coming in here to steal Jalen Hurts' job. What I am saying is he's extremely cost controllable. He's not owed nearly as much money as Justin Fields would have been owed. He's thrown for over 4,000 yards in his career in an offense that was very run dominant and in an offense that was piss poorly run by Matt Canada. He's a former first round pick, like I mentioned. Played in 12 games last year for the Steelers. Went 7-5. And here's the thing. He's a backup quarterback. I need to remind everyone who's listening and watching at home. Nick Foles was the anomaly to the equation of a backup quarterback. He is not the norm. He is not what you want to happen every single season. Are we thankful that that season happened and the Eagles ended up with rings on their finger and a banner is hanging at Lincoln Financial Field that will hang forever? A Lombardi trophy's in the case. Absolutely. But Nick Foles and the backup quarterback position is not what you want to find yourself in every single season. And it's okay to have somebody who is cost controllable, who is young, who can learn in a new system. He's going to learn from Kellen Moore, who is a former NFL quarterback who had mild success in the NFL when he played for the Cowboys and when he played for the Lions. I think everyone needs to take a collective deep breath, relax, and say, hey, Kenny Pickett's here. Hopefully Jalen Hurts plays every single game this year, and we don't have to see him. But if we do, we know that in 12 games, Kenny Pickett had a winning record in the NFL last year. He has a winning record for his career, 4 games above .500. And he can go out there and win you a game or two if you need it. And that is what the embodiment of a backup quarterback is. A backup quarterback is if your starting quarterback can't play and you need somebody to go out there that you know can win you a couple of games. Look at how the Eagles have approached the backup quarterback position since 2017. Nick Foles, Josh McCown, Chase Daniel was here, Gardner Minshew, Marcus Mariota. Okay? These are guys, and even back in the day, A.J. Feely, Coy Detmer. Like, these are guys who you don't want them to start for you. They are not starting caliber quarterbacks. They are not going to produce at a high level for a 17-game season, an 18-game season. But what they can do is they can go out there, they know the offense, they know the system, they know the players, they know the playbook, and can go and win you a few games. That's what Kenny Pickett's going to do. He didn't want to back up Russell Wilson, and now he's playing for the team that he grew up rooting for as a kid. Like any other person that would come in here that we saw grew up an Eagles fan, it's like, let's fucking go. We got one of our own on the roster. Kenny Pickett comes in and it's like, what the fuck? This guy sucks. Why didn't we trade for Justin Fields? This is bullshit. I can't believe this. Blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. I'm pumped about this trade. It's a smart move. You barely gave up anything of value. And you have a high-quality backup quarterback who is probably one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL right now. So welcome to Philadelphia, Kenny Pickett. Would love to have you on the show. I know Jersey Jerry is probably in shambles that you're gone. Come embrace Underground Sports Philadelphia. Come be part of the crew. We'd love to have you on the show, Kenny. The most recent move that the Eagles have made came on Saturday night, late night move, according to Diana Rossini. The Eagles are signing former 49ers linebacker and special teams standout Oren Burks to a one-year deal worth up to $2.5 million. I love this move for the Birds. I think Oren Burks is a very talented player, can really solidify special teams for the Eagles, can play defensively if you need him to. He's not an every game, every down type of defensive linebacker. But if you need him in certain situations, you can certainly throw him out there. But he's a stud on special teams. I'm glad he's on this side of the new age rivalry between the Eagles and the 49ers now. Plus, he's got an awesome name because Oren is also my dad's name. So we got another Oren in Eagles country. I'm stoked about this. I think he's a very under-the-radar type of player. Played for the Packers before the 49ers. I like this move a lot. This is a very low-risk, high-reward move by Howie Roseman and the Eagles, and you bring in a special teams stud, where special teams was arguably your best overall from start to finish unit last year from week 1 to week 19, if you want to call it that, for the playoffs. I think Oren Burks is a great addition to this Eagles team, and I'm very excited about him coming into the fold. Like I mentioned, some of the other players have been introduced. CeeDee Deuce talked about his comments over the summer about Eagles fans, and you know, he was saying he was so in his feelings that he wanted to be here so badly that things just, you know, spiraled, and he didn't mean anything by it. He thought it was a compliment, and that's how I took it. That's how I think a lot of people took it. There's a select few that want to run it this way and try to make something out of nothing, but you look at, like, he wouldn't be here. He wouldn't have come back if he didn't want to be here. That's how I see it, and I'm so happy he's here. Like, I can't stop watching the video of him singing Umbrella by Rihanna from last year leading into the Super Bowl. It's just, it gets me so excited that he's back, and he's just the character and the energy and the vibes that this defense was missing and this locker room in general was missing last year. I think he's going to be such an awesome, welcomed back addition to this roster. He is wearing number 8 to honor Kobe Bryant, which I think is very cool. So, no longer number 23 for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. It is number 8 for him. Bryce Huff is wearing number 0. He will switch from number 47 that he wore with the Jets to number 0. Saquon Barkley is sticking with number 26, worn by his former Penn State teammate Miles Sanders. So the Penn State running backs wearing number 26 during their Eagles tenures. Bryce Huff, huge jersey analytics upgrade, though. To go from 47 to 0 is a massive upgrade. Second number 0 in Eagles franchise history, only behind DeAndre Swift, who wore it last season. But I love what the Eagles have been doing in free agency so far, and everyone freaking out about spending money on Saquon, and, you know, there's so many holes on the defense to fill, and this, that, and third. Well, newsflash, the Eagles have the 5th most available cap space in the NFL right now and have signed all of these guys to these contracts so far. Newsflash, there's still an entire NFL draft that has to happen about a month from now that you can fill in spots, get young, talented players, and still feel great about this roster. Like I said on the last episode, Saquon is kind of like the missing puzzle piece to this offense. You are elite at every other position on offense, and now you have an elite caliber running back to add into the mix. Defensively, you want to get younger on defense, for sure. That's what the draft is going to be about. That's why you bring in CJ Gardner-Johnson. That's why you bring in Devin White. Both those guys are only 26 years old. I think, you know, Bryce Huff is super young. I think so many people are overreacting and thinking that, like, the first week of free agency is the end-all, be-all to your team's success rate for the next upcoming NFL season. No. We have months to go. We have an entire draft to go. We have so many more moves that have to get made before you can even think about wondering whether or not the Eagles season is going to be successful or not. It's truly mind-boggling to me how reactionary people are when it comes to the first week of free agency. And I want to pull it up here. Shout out to our friends over at Tankathon. I'm pulling up the draft order as the Eagles will pick 22nd, and I want to see who they have the Eagles predicted to take. And right now it's Iowa corner Cooper DeJean. I apologize for the mispronunciation. I'm not a college football guy. 6 foot, 203-pound corner. 5 pass deflections, 2 interceptions, 41 tackles. I genuinely would love to see this team draft Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama. That's just me. And that's just a personal, like, all-name team. And I think would fit the swagger and arrogance of this defense a lot. And he's a good nickel corner, which the Eagles desperately need. But I'd be cool with Cooper DeJean. But I think Kool-Aid McKinstry, if he's there, I think you take that with this 22nd pick in the draft for sure. Some other moves around the NFL that stood out to me. Obviously, Justin Fields goes to the Steelers, so we kind of know who the Bears are going to take number one overall. It's going to be Caleb Williams from USC. But the other big move is they went and got a wide receiver to go alongside DJ Moore with Caleb Williams, and Keenan Allen is going to the Chicago Bears from the Chargers. The Chargers are going to stink this year, guys. They are going to stink. Like, I know they're right now they're mocked by Tankathon to draft Malik Nabers from LSU, but the Chargers are going to stink on ice. Bet whatever their win total over-under is going to be, I need to see that, because I don't think they're going to be good at all. Keenan Allen to the Bears, though. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, Caleb Williams. It's pretty fun. Bears fans should be excited. Those are the two big moves that really came out of the NFL this week that stood out to me, at least. But very excited about Kenny Pickett, Devin White, Oren Burks coming into the fold for the Birds. I think it's going to be big time moves across the board to come this week. I think there's still so many free agents. I'm going to pull up a free agent tracker. And while I do, I'm going to talk to you guys about our friends over at Tomahawk Shades, the best small batch eyewear in the game, from sunglasses to blue light glasses to those prescription lenses. Tomahawk Shades has you covered. They've been rocking with us for like 4 years now, and they are simply the best in the game. Download the Tomahawk Shades app in the App Store, Google Play Store. I believe it's still going on now. Yes, their semi-annual sale is still going on, so take advantage of the semi-annual sale. When you go to TomahawkShades.com or download the Tomahawk Shades app, when you go to checkout, if you want to take advantage of the semi-annual sale, use code SEMI24. That's SEMI24. You're going to get up to 85% off your order from our friends at Tomahawk Shades. And then year-round, 365, and this year in particular, 366 days of the year, use code USP and you get 25% off your order from our friends over at Tomahawk Shades. Shout out to Tomahawk Shades for being the best in the game. But use code USP in the Tomahawk Shades app or at TomahawkShades.com to save 25% off your next order from our friends at Tomahawk Shades. Looking at, Tyron Smith also signed with the Jets. He's gone from the Cowboys. Toodaloo. See you later, pal. Some of the big names still available: Trent Brown, Chase Young, Kevin Zeitler, Justin Simmons, Stephon Gilmore, Steven Nelson, Connor Williams, Jadeveon Clowney, Mekhi Becton, Dalton Risner, Julian Blackman, Jerome Baker, Ryan Tannehill, Odell Beckham Jr., Tyre Tart, Tyler Boyd, Adoree Jackson, Calais Campbell, Mike Williams, Carl Lawson, Mike Dana, Derek Barnett, DJ Chark. A lot of big names still out there. Michael Thomas. I believe Donovan Smith is still a free agent. Greg Van Rotten still a free agent. Kyle Van Noy, J.K. Dobbins, Tayshaun Gibson. A lot of big names still available out in NFL free agency, and I think the Eagles, they're still going after players. They still have some guys that I think they'd want to re-sign that were on the roster last year. I saw reports that they're still talking to Quez Watkins to potentially bring him back, and I know there's a bunch of teams that are allegedly interested in him, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But NFL free agency is always a wild, wild time, and I'm excited with how things have developed so far for the Eagles. I think they're in a good spot, and I think they're filling pieces in the free agency the way that you should, and they're doing it in a calculated way, and they're going to use the draft to their advantage as well. I'm very excited with the direction that the Eagles are going in right now through the first week of free agency. Let's shift gears, though, to March Madness. Underground Madness. It is brought to you by our pals over at Dead Threads. Awesome, awesome apparel line that is available to you. And Dead Threads, all started by Amelia. Yes, Amelia, the creative mind behind the exclusive and trendsetting t-shirt designs you'll find at Dead Threads. She's not just a t-shirt designer. She's an artist with a passion for turning sports legends and celebrity icons into wearable art. Each t-shirt and sweatshirt that Amelia creates is a tribute to legends that have left an indelible mark on the hearts and minds. From sports icons who redefined the game to celebrities who have captured our imaginations, Dead Threads designs are a fusion of creativity and reverence with a mix of intricate illustrations, striking graphics, and a dash of street edge. Dead Threads transforms these icons into art that you can wear. Click the link in the description or go to deadthreads.shop. And when you go to check out, use our code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your order. Super effective way to support us. Dead Threads is awesome. I have some gear from them that I got when we got onboarded with them. And I got to say, it's got an underground flavor to it. And I love everything that Dead Threads is doing. You can submit potential designs that you want to see them put out, and they've got some awesome college basketball gear ready to rock and roll, along with pro sports from hockey, baseball, football. I'm sure as baseball season pushes on, we will see more from them in the baseball department, but they've got awesome college basketball stuff that is available, and I think you guys will love Dead Threads. They are truly awesome, and part of our bracket challenge is you guys are going to win some awesome apparel from Dead Threads if you are in our bracket challenge, which is linked in the description. So join Underground Madness for a shot to win some merch from Dead Threads. And of course, click the link in the description or go to deadthreads.shop and use code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your order. Shout out to Dead Threads. The bracket was announced this evening, and it is quite dope to have March Madness back, and I'm going to pull up the bracket here. So here we go. The NCAA bracket for March Madness. Your top seeds, UConn, the defending champs. One of your one seeds. Another one of your one seeds goes to North Carolina. Another one of your one seeds goes to, if it wants to, let me go over here. It does not. Houston gets another one of your one seeds. And another one seed goes to Purdue. So Purdue, UNC, Houston, and UConn. Your two seeds, Marquette, Tennessee, Arizona, and Iowa State. Lots of interesting things to take away from the bracket. There's some fun 8-9 matchups, some fun 5-12 matchups. Shout out to Big Cat and PFT. The part of my take matchup is going down in the 5-12 in the south side of the bracket, between Wisconsin and James Madison. And then you got Duke and Vermont between Hank and Jake. FAU Northwestern is going to be wild. San Diego State UAB is going to be fun. BYU Duquesne is going to be fun. Washington State and Drake is going to be a lot of fun. The other matchups here that I'm really looking forward to: South Carolina and Oregon, Kansas Samford, Gonzaga and McNeese State, or McNeese, Utah State TCU, Mississippi State Michigan State, Alabama and Charleston, Clemson New Mexico, Baylor and Colgate, Dayton Nevada. There's a lot of fun as you go down the bracket matchups that I think are going to provide high-quality entertainment and be a shit ton of fun to sit down on the couch, plop in front of for 12 hours a day for the next month and take in these games. Thursday and Friday are going to be absolutely fun beyond belief. I'm trying to – hopefully we'll get the tip time soon because we will have live streams going on as companion streams for some of these games, and we'll figure out which ones make sense for our schedules and everything once they are finalized. But very much looking forward to a doozy of a time, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is just the best. It's the one of the best weekends of the year, and I just can't wait. Especially because, like, this year, like, the Thursday, we get, like, 6 a.m. baseball starting because we have the South Korea series with the Padres and the Dodgers. And then 6 hours later, boom, March Madness tips off. And I'm pumped. I don't know where the bracket's going to go. I don't know who's going to win. But this is going to be one of the most chaotic brackets I think we've had in a long, long time. And I'm super pumped to see how this all goes down. Preliminary right now, I think UConn can repeat. I think UNC has a great shot to get to the title game. Christian has been doing a bunch of simulations for his bracket. I might make another bracket based on his simulations to see how that all shakes out. But definitely go check out our Underground Madness reaction stream and seeing how we broke everything down. And big shout out again to DJ and Christian for hopping on the stream with your boy and, you know, making that possible. You know, rising tide raises all ships, and those boys, when you need them, they come calling, and they did the damn thing. So props to them, and shout out to them for being on the stream and having some fun and talking college hoops with me. They're the best. Make sure you guys are following them for sure. But join our bracket challenge. It is linked in the description. It is all over our social media pages. I gotta pin it to our Twitter account and everywhere so that you guys can join. We want to make this the biggest bracket challenge we have had yet. I'm seeing where things look right now as I open up the app. Let's see, groups. Yeah, right now we have 20 people. I think last year we came very close to 100. If not breaking 100, I want over 100 people in this. I want to have the biggest bracket challenge we've ever possibly had. My only thing, when you join, make sure your bracket name is either your actual name or your social media handle of choice. That way we know how to contact you if you win. We don't want any bots scamming people out of stuff. And make sure you're following us. Don't just be merchants of our challenge. Be following us for the content. Come through. Follow us for a good time. Follow us. Make your bracket name, your social media handle, or your name so we know who the hell you are. And share it with your friends. Share it with your family. It's free to enter. And obviously the overall winner wins the official locker room shirt. And some other lucky people will be winning merch from our friends over at Dead Threads. Shout out to Dead Threads for being the best. But last bit here, brought to you by our pals over at FOCO. The Shortalls are here, guys. The Shortalls are here. I am so excited. I feel like the Shortalls are here. FOCO, you guys saw me rocking the overalls last fall and into the postseason. You saw me wearing those bad boys. You've seen your favorite athletes wearing the velour track suits, sombreros, straw hats. Well, they've got these awesome new things that are called shortalls. It's overalls, but shorts. And let me tell you, I, at the first chance I get, am copping the Phillies ones, because great googly moogly, are they just beautiful. They are just beautiful in every sense of the word. And I'm looking here to see which ones they have. Yes, yes, yes. Feed me the Philly shortalls. They've got the red with the pinstripes. They have women's ones that are plaid, red and white plaid. They've got the powder blue as well, which are just, they are mint. They are mint. Ugh, I need them. I need them. Foco, let's go. I will wear these every season ticket game I have because they are freaking sweet. Click the link in the description to get your Philly shortalls from our friends over at Foco. They are the best. Check out their bobblehead madness, too, that's going on their Twitter account starting this week. It's going to be awesome. They have the best bobbleheads. Our Jason Kelce bobblehead has been ordered. Hopefully, we'll be here sooner than we think. And it's all thanks to our friends over at Foco. The Philadelphia Phillies have announced their opening day starter for March 28th for the 2024 season. And it is Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler gets the opening day start, ends Aaron Nola's opening day start streak. And, you know, it sucks to see a great streak end that was held down by Aaron Nola for so many years. But Zach Wheeler, I think, has proven he is the ace of this staff. Aaron Nola has talked about how Zach Wheeler deserves to start on opening day, and he's going to get that opportunity on March 28th. I think it's awesome for Zach Wheeler. He signed his extension this offseason. He's going to be a Philly for life, and it's just super cool to kind of see his transformation of his career from going to the Mets, injury prone, you know, traded in the Carlos Beltran trade from the Giants, and now comes to the Phillies in free agency and has become a franchise legend here in Philadelphia and has become one of the best free agent signings in Philadelphia sports history. So congrats to Zach Wheeler for earning the opening day nod. Bryce Harper has been out and will miss his fourth straight game on Monday due to back stiffness. Phillies say they're just taking precaution. I don't blame them. It's still spring. Let him rest until the season starts, for all I care. I'd rather Bryce Harper be healthy for the regular season than be taking meaningless, you know, reps during a spring training game. I'd rather him get healthy and be 100% good to go for the regular season and into the postseason than worrying about spring training reps at this point. I think Bryce Harper knows what he's capable of and how his body will react to different things throughout the year. So just get healthy, Bryce. Do the damn thing. We'll be all right. We'll hold it down. The outfield battle in spring training has gotten interesting between Christian Pache, Johan Rojas, David Dahl, Jake Cave. I don't know who's going to end up winning the spots. It's going to be fascinating to watch it all unfold. I think Christian Pache should be on the opening day roster. And not that Johan Rojas shouldn't. I just think it makes a lot more sense for Johan to go down to AAA, get consistent at-bats, and just hit every day to get more on track with what you need him to be at the major league level hitting the baseball. He's a great defensive outfielder. So is Christian Pache. And Christian Pache can hit the ball a little bit better than Johan can. It allows you to put Brandon Marsh in left field. Nicky C holds it down in right field, and you keep it pushing. And you see what Johan delivers to you down at AAA to start the year at Lehigh Valley, and then see how things turn out. I have no issue with that. So hopefully that's the route the Phillies take. I think that's the smart approach, in my opinion. But we'll see how it all shakes out there. The spring training breakout game for the Phillies was great. Justin Crawford looked good. Aiden Miller looked good. Mick Abel looked great. Phillies prospects are in a good spot, ladies and gents. They are in a good, good spot. We are also going to be working on getting back to Lehigh Valley this year, getting to a Reading Phillies game or games this year. Would love to be involved with the Reading Phillies, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Going to work to get to some of those games as well and really take in some of the future that the Phillies have to offer. I would love to work directly with those teams. We've obviously had a relationship with the Iron Pigs since year one, and they've been amazing to us. Want to get there more and do some more things over at Lehigh Valley and take in some Reading Phillies games for the first time and take in that stadium. So would love to get involved with the Phillies minor league team. So if anyone's out there that has any knowledge of how to get in touch with who I would need to get in touch with for us to tap into some single, double, and triple A baseball with the Fightins, hit our line. Would love to work alongside the future of the Fightin' Phils for sure. The Flyers, unfortunately, dropped one to the Boston Bruins over the weekend in a game that they should have won. They lose it 6-5, and it was a winnable game, so that's what makes it annoying. But they got a big couple on deck over the next five games. Tuesday, they host the Maple Leafs. Thursday, they're at Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. And Saturday, Boston comes to Philadelphia at 1 o'clock. Then Sunday, the Panthers come to Philly. And then on Tuesday, you go up to Madison Square Garden to take on the Rangers. Some big games on deck for the Philadelphia Flyers, who currently have the number 3 spot in the Metropolitan Division, holding on to it with the Capitals and Islanders. And the Penguins, to a degree, breathing down their necks a bit. They need to win some more games for sure. If they want to hold on to the postseason spot, which I think they will. I think they'll hold on to it. The only issue is the Capitals and Islanders have a couple more games in hand and a couple more games down the stretch than the Flyers do. So need to win some of these games coming up to really feel good about the Flyers. But I think they're in a prime position to make the playoffs, and we should be okay. I think we're going to play off hockey still in Philadelphia, which is good to see. The 76ers, though, I know we haven't talked about them much on this show, doing our far ground up here. The Sixers currently in a tie with the Miami Heat, but based on tiebreakers, the Sixers are the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference right now at 37-30, and this just goes to show you what this team is without Joel Embiid. Plain and simple. Last bit here, I want to give a cheers, and it is brought to you by our pals over at Kenwood Beer, the official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia. It's a refreshing light beer, just 4.1% ABV, 120 calories, just 8 grams of carbs. Go to kenwoodbeer.com and use the Kenny Finder to see who's got Kenwood Beer on tap in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, and Maryland areas. You can also get it at your local liquor store in those locations. Check out their storefront as well for awesome pint glasses. I've got a couple down here in the studio that have the new Kenwood logo on them. They look absolutely fire. They've also got great apparel. Kenwoodbeer.com. Got to be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. As you guys are watching and listening to this, it is the OG, our Underground Sports Philadelphia injury expert, Oren Bennett, my dad, the OG. It's his birthday. Truly the best dad a kid could ask for. He has been ever supportive. He always loves seeing the successes of this podcast and our entire company. And he's always lending his artistic eye to see all the logo branding and redesigns and graphics that we're putting out. It's a big, helpful assist from the OG. He's truly the best dad. And can't thank him enough for always being in our corner and championing us to victory every single day that we're putting out content and doing things to make this dream into a reality. So Happy birthday to the OG. 63 years young. Keep smiling, keep laughing, keep being you. And we're going to celebrate like hell to ring in a new year for you. You're the best, Dad, and I love you. That's all I got for you guys on this episode. Make sure you're following us on the socials at UndergroundPHI. On Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311 and on Instagram and Threads at KBIZZLE11. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It really does go a long way for helping this show continue to grow. Helps more people find Underground Sports Philadelphia as a whole. So keep subscribing. Keep leaving 5-star reviews. Share the podcast with your friends and family. It really does go a long way. Apple, Spotify, keep doing your things, people. And, of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, live streams, clips, shorts, original video content. Check out our live reaction to the bracket reveal that is on our YouTube channel as well. We're at 751 subscribers. Let's get to 800 before the end of the month. Let's make KP a happy, happy boy, and get to 800 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Get your merch at phiapparel.co and use code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your merch orders. And this show is presented by the City of Vineland. And whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process, and their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. It's been episode number 621 of Underground Sports Philadelphia. I'm your boy, KB. Happy birthday to the OG. We'll see you guys Wednesday night, hopefully live this week. But until then, I'm getting the heck up out of here. Subscribe, and I am signing off. Peace. I'm looking for-